track four and more news stories. And I'm afraid more gasworks and more disruption for town. Drivers in Newton Abbot are to face further disruption as the next stage of upgrades to the town's gas network approaches. This time, it's the turn of High Week Street. In March, three-way traffic lights will be put in place along High Week Street at its junction with Halcyon Road and the A382. There will also be no right-hand turn from Halcyon Road to High Week Street, Wales and Westwood Utilities have said. A diversion route will be clearly signposted. The work, which is expected to last just over a month, will see more than 200 metres of old metallic gas pipes replaced with new plastic ones. Wales and West Utilities programme controller said, in March, we will be working in the High Week Street area of Newton Abbot to upgrade the gas network. This work is part of a wider project in the area and is essential to keep the gas flowing safely to heat and power local homes and businesses. In agreement with Devon County Council and to keep the local community, road users and our colleagues safe while we work, there will be a road closure in place on High Week Street below its junction with Chapel Hill. This will mean that there will be no right-hand turn down High Week Street from Halcyon Road. Again, a diversion route will be clearly signposted. Three-way traffic lights will also be in place along High Week Street at its junction with Halcyon Road and the A382. While we will do our best to keep disruption to a minimum, we apologise for any inconvenience that this essential work might cause. We'll be working as safely and as quickly as we can, and barring any unforeseen circumstances, we will be finished along High Week Street in April, with the wider project across Newton Abbot completing in July.
Council to launch support sessions for young people. Devon County Council is launching a series of online sessions for young people to learn about the support available as they approach adulthood. The sessions are designed for residents, young people, and those who support them professionally or as carers. They aim to provide essential skills and information to help individuals live as independently as possible and ensure a smooth transition to adulthood. A spokesman for DCC said, to help young people with disabilities and their parents understand what's ahead of them, we are launching a series of online support sessions as an opportunity for people to learn about the support available to young people as they approach adulthood and turn 18 years old, as well as advice and resources for parents, carers and the professionals who support them. Led by subject matter experts, each session will cover a different topic, including independent living and housing options, money management and training and employment opportunities. For young people with additional needs who may already be known to our children's services or local health services, it's a time during which they will transition from children's services to adult services. These online sessions are designed to help young people and their families to understand what they can expect, what the opportunities ahead of them are, and to help individuals and families be ambitious about their futures. They will also help signpost young people and their families to further advice and support to help their decision making.
Volunteer emergency medics receive grant. Volunteer medics who help with emergency responses in rural parts of Devon have been awarded a £5,000 grant to invest in life-saving training and equipment. Basics Devon, whose volunteer medics include a GP from Shudley, have been granted the cash by Devon Community Foundation for training and demonstration kits to be used by their volunteers to promote and teach basic life support skills in the most remote and disadvantaged communities. Basics Devon is dedicated to tackling this issue by offering specialised emergency response services along with training and education. The charity's emergency volunteer responders play a critical role in ensuring the safety and well-being of individuals in remote and underserved areas. A Basics Devon spokesman said, "We've pinpointed areas in Devon that have a longer response time than other communities. We are focused on resolving this. We've also found many of the most disadvantaged areas across Devon have limited or no access to defibrillators, an issue we are committed to help addressing. We want to thank Devon Community Foundation for this amazing funding, as it will empower communities to help in emergencies, share knowledge and skills between voluntary organisations, and ensure everyone has the opportunity to learn life-saving skills, therefore improving outcomes of out-of-hospital cardiac arrests. Cardiac arrests remain one of the highest call-outs. In 2024, Basics Devon volunteers attended 371 call-outs, 105 at night, first on scene at 35%. 55 of these were cardiac arrests.
Bid to clear town of rogue shopping trolleys. Following complaints about abandoned shopping trolleys in the River Lemon and other parts of the town, Newton Abbott Town Council has called on supermarket giant Asda to honour its pledge to round up the rogue items. The matter was raised at a meeting of the full council when members heard from resident Tom Pearce. In a letter to the clerk, he wrote, "In light of the continuous issue of abandoned trolleys in the River Lemon and hedgerows around the town, will Newton Abbott Town Council formally request Asda supermarkets to add a coin return mechanism and connecting chains to their trolleys? A similar system is used at the Lidl store in Kingsdainton and prevents this antisocial behaviour issue. After debating the matter, it was agreed a letter be sent to the firm insisting that it tidy up its act. Within days, a response was received, and although Asda has ruled out a coin return scheme, it has provided information about the measures it has in place, including the magnetic wheel lock that should operate when a trolley is taken off site. A spokesman said, we have a trolley retention system in place on the car park, as well as a service agreement with Collex, who collects any abandoned trolleys free of charge. While we know that the majority of our customers take care of our trolleys, if anyone spots one where it shouldn't be, they can let us know by calling our telephone number 0800 1860 600. That's 0800 1860 600, so the trolley can be collected as soon as possible. Mr. Rowe was not hugely impressed with the statement. He said the firm claims it has a system in place, but clearly it hasn't been working as well as it could.
Water company to spend billions as part of plan. South West Water plans to nearly double its investment in the environment to £2.5 billion over the next 5 years, the Environment Agency has said. The EA has secured what it described as the largest ever commitment from water companies to clean up the environment and invest in new infrastructure since privatisation. South West Water will spend £764 million to reduce storm overflow spills, £150 million to prevent nutrient pollution, £3 million to improve biodiversity and conservation, and £2 million to meet Water Framework Directive requirements. The Water Industry National Environment Programme, which sets out more than 24,000 actions water companies must take over the next 5 years to meet their legal requirements for the environment, also stipulates South West Water reduce pollution incidents by 30%. The agreed actions will lead to improvements in water infrastructure to secure future supplies, habitats, and biodiversity and drinking water quality. South West Water, for example, will install biosecurity measures at 12 recreational activity sites. If water companies fail to carry out their legal obligations to the environment Agency will take action.